that, you know, it's in the streets, they could play in the streets. I mean, it would be very tame now what's going on. I mean, the girls would always be skipping in and out of ropes or playing hopscotch. The boys would probably be playing football in the street or cricket because there wasn't any traffic and no one seemed to mind, as long as you didn't go on the green.
We made grottos to make a pattern, I think, out of dirt and stones, and then you put all little flowers on it, and then people go past and you'd say a penny for the grotto, and they'd give you pennies.
Well, naughty ones, like knockdown ginger, which meant that you would tie a piece of string to one front door and then tie it to the next one, and then you would knock at one of the doors and run away or hide behind a bush, so that then the occupier of the house, my neighbours, would open the door, look out, oh, nobody's there. And then as they would close, naturally they would knock on the next doors.
For kids, this estate was a playground because there was so much to do as a child, you know. We had sort of seasons, especially during the summer holidays, when we had double summer time, which meant it didn't get dark till nearly 10 o'clock at night. But we had seasons. We'd have a season, say, of whip and top. A couple of weeks you'd play whip and top, so everybody get the whip and tops out. And then after that it'll be hopscotch, and you'd have hopscotch. People would play hopscotch, you know, the kids. Then we had what they called a fag card fair, which was cigarette cards, and we used to set out your cigarette cards, and you'd flick them and try and earn more cards from each other. Or if you had a bike, somebody would pay you two cards to go round the green on it, you know. And that went on for a couple of 3 days, you know. We had some good times.
We made scooters. One of my friend's father worked in the bus garage at Sutton for the London Transport, and he was a mechanic, and he used to bring home old bearings, and we'd use these to make trolleys and scooters, and we'd use these. We'd go over to Rosehill Park and Rosehill Park West, which was absolutely beautiful because you could take your trolley to the top and then you'd finish up, you know, almost a mile away down the bottom.
Tin tan copper. A tin, empty tin, and you bang it, and then you all hide and go in these bushes. And then if they saw you, they'd say, you know, they'd shout out to whoever it was, here you are, you're coming.
We used to have a tin can, like an old beans can, and you'd stuff it with some wood and paper, I suppose, light it, you'd have it on a string, and you'd spin it round like that, and it'd make it really glow.
One of them was like a sort of chopstick, and you used to put a stick on the curb, have another stick, and you'd hit the stick on the curb, and it would spin up in the air, and then you had to knock it. And the further it went, was where, you know, you kept going until you missed it. When you missed it, someone else would go on and see who could go it the furthest. That was the one of the game.